Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes, but honestly, I don't like working all the time. I'm a projector in human design, so they say like 4 hours max a day. So I like working when I'm excited about it, but I'm really not like, I can't work all of the time.
Okay.
Like,
this is my twin right here.
That's not what I mean. That's not what I mean, though. So you're a yoga instructor, right?
Yes.
If you went all out, how many people could keep up with you?
Yeah, I guess not many. I know a lot of people say like I show up pretty consistently on social media, and for me it's like fun and playful. So I
don't see it as work.
No.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I mean by extreme. When you like your yoga class, if you went all out and did your yoga and somebody was next to you and tried to stay and do everything that you did, they would sit down before you would.
Probably.
You probably don't notice that, but notice it next time. So what type of yoga do you teach?
Yeah, I teach yin yoga. It's like the chillest type. So essentially you hold poses for 5 minutes. So maybe like a butterfly stretch, like gym class, or legs open like a V stretch. So it's really to kind of relax the nervous system and drop into the body and cultivate quiet space for an hour.
What's the difference between that yoga and only yoga I've done is I did P90X one time and they have a yoga day.
That's not yoga.
And that's the only yoga. Hey, and let me tell you something.
That's extreme yoga.
listen. Out of all the exercises on P90X, yoga was the one exercise that I sweated the most on. And I tell people all the time, hey, yoga's not what you think. It's not that easy.
Mm-mm. It's super hard. Yeah, probably the opposite of P90X.
So what you think the difference of that yoga that I was doing on P90 and your type of yoga?
Yeah, essentially that is just a much faster pace. So you're constantly moving from pose to pose. And the goal is more to be in the body and have a better workout. So, and just strengthen the body. So the yin yoga is really more about relaxing. And I call it glorified stretching.
Mm. Yeah.
I like that, glorified stretching.
Are you into yoga?
I
was asking you, are you into yoga?
Oh, me. Yeah, I've done yoga. I've been pretty consistent with my yoga practice since about 2012. That's when I really, really got into it. And I've done what she's talking about, the yin yoga before. I was going to a studio who offered like different types of classes. And that was just one of the classes that I happened to show up to. And they told me that I was stretching too much. Like, I wasn't relaxed enough. Like, the teacher came over and like patted me on the back and was like, just let it go. And like, just fall into the stretch. Like, it's like you're like almost asleep in each pose. Is that a good explanation, Caroline? Yeah.
Yes, you're an overachiever, D.
Yeah.
I say a 4 out of 10 on the sensation scale is what you should feel. So it's just like a nice, yummy stretch, nothing too hard because you are holding it for a few minutes. So you don't want to constantly be moving.
Yeah.
Really happen.
And I think that like that was the first time I had taken a yin yoga class. So I was used to the other type where like you're reaching for the stretch and they're like, no, just let it go. Like, I'm not used to this, but it was really helpful. It really like, I don't know, it gets you to like focus on your breathing and like where in your body you're feeling the hurt or the uncomfortableness. It was really cool. I liked it.
Well, guess what, D? You're in luck. Guess why?
Why?
What are you doing tonight, Kara?
Yeah, right. So every week I host virtual yin yoga. So
you do?
Yes. I record it too. But it's donation based and awesome. It's 9 p.m. Eastern, typically every Wednesday night. So if you follow me on Instagram, I update the schedule there.
I need to follow you on Instagram because I've been meaning to get back into yoga class.
No, you can do it in bed. I actually, so that's how my business was started. I started offering free yoga, and the first class was bedtime with Caro. So we did it from our beds, which was really fun.
Oh so, my yeah. gosh, this is my favorite person. This is my favorite person ever, Paul.
I told you, you two probably gonna have a lot in common.
I get to work out in my bed. That's all I've ever wanted in my life.
I know, right?
Coming from a Pisces.
Oh my God. Yeah. All of my planets oppose her. Well, my sun and moon oppose hers.
Yeah. Our laziness is showing.
So I see you are into taboo.
Yes.
What do you mean by taboo?
Yeah, so taboos are just topics that deviate from social norms. And so, you know, on dates, they're like, don't talk about money, don't talk about politics. Basically anything that's not dinner table conversation, I would say, mm-hmm. is a taboo.
Mm.
That's quite the Scorpio answer, by the way, the taboo.
Yes. Well, we when talking about this show, and looking at Scorpio energy, and we were trying to figure out the taboo stuff. Our minds kind of ran wild.
I'm excited for any.
Too wild because it's Scorpio season.
Scorpio topics are death, taxes, death not as in dead 6 feet underground, but death as in transformation. Mm. Taxes, sex, and other people's money. And so you kind of covering a lot of that gambit.
She's been textbook Scorpio up until this point.
Yeah. And then if you look at, you know, Pluto being in your sixth house of transformation and work and stuff like that, you quit with sitting there with Mars there, you quit your job and totally transformed what you were doing.
Yes.
How did that sit with your peers and family?
I think it kind of triggers my family sometimes. They don't really get it. It can come off as like attacking them, but they're pretty open-minded. I share a lot with all of them. And with my peers, they like it. So I started doing Taboo Thursday on my Instagram stories this summer. It just came to me. I was like, oh, that would be fun to kind of showcase different taboo topics. And I haven't stopped. And now we're in October. So everyone seems to enjoy it. But I definitely kind of know that maybe it's a little weird for people to see.
Well, I'm kind of interested. What kind of, like, just one example of what you would put on a Taboo Thursday?
Yeah.
Like on your story or just like on
Wait, that's tomorrow, right? Thursday?
Yeah.
So what's tomorrow's story? If you
I save down Instagram posts throughout the week and then I just share anything. So like it's not always just about sex on a Thursday. It'll be anything taboo related. So
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And I really like sharing just about like finance tips or like sex toys. I have a lot of interesting friends. Like one thing that a friend shared last week was deep throating for clearing your throat chakra, which I have.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to keep that one in mind for the next life.
Her name's Aubrey Rose, and I don't think she's a Virgo, but she posted this whole like story series on deep throating for the throat chakra, and someone asked me if I had any more information. I was like, honestly, I've never heard about this topic, but like talk to Aubrey.
Yeah.
Okay. So
my cousin does Feel Good Fridays. And she'll do literally just that. She'll just put all these posts that make you feel really good and happy on Fridays. It's pretty cool. I like it.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.